my name is Henrietta, and I am doing this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I wanted to ask is if you could just tell me your name, your surname, your age, and where you've come from.
Okay. Today. Yep. I'm George Nicholas Tortoise, and I'm 41, and I've come down from Leeds today, this morning. So.
Thank you. And you've travelled down today?
Yes,
you?
Yeah, drove down this morning. Yep.
Great.
Left the car outside of the congestion zone. I got the tube in. So.
And how did you first hear about the project?
It was on the internet. I can't quite remember how or where, but it was on the internet, and just applied just to see what would happen. And I was actually away on holiday when I got the email, and it was the last day to reply to say I wanted the place, so it was just as well I called in at an internet cafe and logged on and checked my email, so yeah, it was lucky.
And how did you feel when you found out?
It was a bit like, well, I was on holiday, and it was a bit like, oh my God, that's brilliant. And then it was afterwards I'd emailed and said, yes, great, I'd like the place. I was like, what am I going to do? And we came up with the idea of Nelson, because he's already here, so why not have a live one as well? So got the West Yorkshire Playhouse costume department to thank for the jacket and the hat. It was a plain jacket, but my friend Jonathan, his mum, has tweaked it somewhat with a bit of braid and what have you, so yeah.
And you say you got it from the West Yorkshire Playhouse.
Yeah.
How did you get in contact?
They have a costume hire department, and I went for a bit of a rummage round, and found this jacket, which was just a plain sort of nautical jacket, and Wendy Lord very kindly added some bits to it, so to make it a bit more Nelson-esque. So.
And was Nelson? Did you sort of? What do I want to ask you? Did you have any interest in Nelson?
Well, because he's in Trafalgar Square, so it was kind of. Seemed fitting really to do that, and I'm not going to do anything outlandish. I'm just going to enjoy my time, take some photos, and you know, I'm sure it'll go really quickly as well. But yeah, enjoy myself, and it's a really good time of day as well, because it's getting to rush hour and there'll be lots going on, so yeah, it should be good.
And you say you came down from Leeds today.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a self-employed IT consultant, so currently working on a project for the local authority, which is a interactive website for older people, information for older people, and it's going to include a lot of Web 2 stuff and that kind of thing. So yeah, that's what I'm currently doing.
So. You say currently.
I did work for a charity prior to that. For 11 years, and was made redundant, and went into business for myself. So, yeah.
And which charity were you?
Oh, it was a council for voluntary service. There's one in every sort of city, and they provide advice and information to other charities. And I was a project manager, ran an IT support project. For local charities, so yeah.
And are you looking forward to your time on
the team? I am. I'm a little bit apprehensive. I mean, I've done amateur dramatics and stuff like that, and actually, the worst bit with doing anything like that is the time before. It's like when you're waiting to go on stage, that's the time when you're like biting your nails. But once you get on, it's fine. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. So.
And what have you performed in?
Oh gosh, well, I started off when I was a kid in the local amateur dramatics group in Northumberland, pantomimes, that sort of stuff. And then most recently, I played a errant husband who was going through a midlife crisis. So it was a comedy. So it was good fun, actually. Yeah, it was good fun. But I haven't done anything for a few years now. So.
So I was going to ask you if you've ever done anything like going on the plinth before.
No. Nothing sort of public art wise. But I like Anthony Gormley's work. I think one of the best things he ever did was The Angel of the North, which, you know, I'm from the Northeast originally anyway, so it's a fantastic, you know, piece of art as you come over the hill. I don't know if you've ever driven up there, but you come round the corner and it's just there, and it's just fantastic. And he was, years before that, he was going to do one called The Holbeck Man in Leeds, which would have been on the way into the station, and it was turned down. There's still a statue of it, a scaled down model, in the art gallery in Leeds, and every time you look at it you think, they should have built that. But that was in, that would have been the late 80s that they should have done that, and Newcastle got the Angel of the North, so, yeah.
So have you always had an interest in art?
Yeah, I mean, if I go away on holiday to different places, like Madrid or something, you know, go and look at the art galleries, and I'm not saying I like all of it, because that's, you know, that's the way art is, isn't it? Some things you like and some things you don't, but it's not a case of, oh, well, I only like modern art, or I only like, you know, Renaissance art. It's a case of, if it's good, I like it. So it's a bit like music, isn't it? You know, so, yeah.
And have you got any hopes or fears about your time on the plinth?
That's a good question. I didn't ask me afterwards. I mean, obviously, I've seen lots of stuff over the web stream, and I think it's kind of okay to just do whatever you want, really. I mean, you have some people who've done crazy things and other people who've just sat and read a book or whatever, and I think that's the whole point, is it's your time. And yes, quite like to dress up as Nelson because he's in Trafalgar Square anyway, but actually, other than that, I haven't got any cause to push or anything like that. It's just to enjoy it, really. So.
And have you brought anyone today with you, or is anyone coming down to see you on the
plinth? My other half's out there. One good friend who lives very near. Got some friend coming from Rickmansworth, and so it should be good. It's a long way for people to come, really, you see, so for a day from the north, so. And it's time off work as well, with it being midweek, so that's, but obviously there's lots of people who know about the web stream, so hopefully people will be watching. So. Okay.
Well, thank you. I think that's everything.
Okay.
If there's anything you want to add, or Farooshka wants to add.
I guess it would be interesting to know exactly what you're going to do on the plinth for an hour. You talked about your costume, but what will you be doing?
Well, I have got a brass telescope I'm taking up with me to survey the scene. I've brought a digital camera because it's a unique opportunity to get some pictures from that perspective. You're never going to get the chance again, so make the most of it. And I've also brought a Polaroid instant camera. Don't know if you remember them, you know, where it shoots the picture out the bottom. And I want to get a couple of those for myself, but then maybe take pictures of people on the ground and throw the picture to them, because it develops instantly. So yeah, do that. And just enjoy it. And I've got a book on Nelson to read as well.
Why Nelson out of anything else?
I just think because he's already here, and it's like, well, I didn't want to just get up there and be me in my own everyday clothes. So at least have a little bit of a twist on it, so, yeah.
Did you have any other ideas?
Not really, no. No. Kind of decided on this and rang up the West Yorkshire Playhouse because they have the costume hire department, and they said, oh, it's just as well you rang tonight because we're closing for 6 weeks on Friday over the summer. So it was like, right, in the car, down there. So it was like, right, done it now, that's it, that's what it's going to be. So it was, the decision was kind of made. So there wasn't time to go and think of something else. So, yeah.
Okay, just one more thing, yep. Really. Because we're collecting a portrait of the UK today, just we were wondering what's important to you right now in your life.
What's important? Just to be happy and contented. That really, I think there's a lot of bad things happening in the world, and if at least you know if your life is good, then it's, you know, I haven't got any particular causes or anything that I want to push, so you know, but I think that the best thing is that people get on, you know, people get on together, you know, that's the main thing, which kind of you see the stuff that people have done on the plinth, and it makes you realize that, you know, there are so many different people around, and certainly from places that I've worked as well, that, you know, you realize that there's a unique mix of people. So yeah,
thank you.
Okay.